Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our show. I'm Tiffany
And
Ann.
I'm Mike.
And welcome back. We just talked about Aranzi Cafe. It's a place where people can go for afternoon tea.
That's right. It's a very popular restaurant. Actually, I think they have a few different restaurants, right? All around Taipei and hopefully in other parts of Taiwan because, as you said, it's really popular. And it's interesting because their cakes and pies and desserts don't look just like a normal cake, right? What do they look like?
They look like the cartoon
They look
characters.
like cartoon characters. Any cartoon character?
Just their cartoon characters. They're Ranzi
Oh, I
characters.
see. So I can't eat like a Simpsons cartoon character or South Park or.
Oh, that'd be cool to
That'd be
have
kind of
a.
cool, but some of those might taste weird. Anyways, we're going to find out more about Polly and Tiffany's visit to Aranzi Cafe.
The cutest cafe ever.
Everything tastes delicious. I feel like ordering seconds.
They have great choices for tea as well.
So, how did this cafe get its start?
Two men from Japan created the characters for books and stationery first.
Right. I remember seeing some of them.
Yes. And the characters became so popular, they decided to open a cafe.
This is a marvelous themed restaurant.
It's a great place to relax and enjoy your free time.
Also, who can say no to these adorable desserts?
I agree. The food definitely satisfied my hunger.
Seconds. Seconds. The hungry boy finished dinner but wanted seconds. The hungry boy finished dinner but wanted seconds. Stationery. Stationery. Megan always goes shopping for stationery before school starts. Megan always goes shopping for stationery before school starts. Open. Open. Most businesses don't open on important holidays like Chinese New Year. Most businesses don't open on important holidays like Chinese New Year. Satisfy. Satisfy, satisfy, satisfied, satisfied. The large glass of cold water satisfied the thirsty man. The large glass of cold water satisfied the thirsty man.
Welcome back. Okay, so let's take a look at our conversation. Let's take a look at the first line.
Okay, everything tastes delicious. I feel like ordering seconds. All right, well, that means it must be a pretty good restaurant, or this person is just incredibly hungry. No, it's probably a very good restaurant. If you feel like doing something, that is what you want to do now. Okay, so you might be hungry. I feel like eating something. You might be tired. I feel like taking a nap. Your body is kind of giving you a message, telling you what you should do right now. If you feel like ordering seconds, well, that means you're not full, right? You're still hungry and you want to eat more. So we'll get to that after we have our Ingwen Kwai Tong.
Ingwen
Kwai Tong.
Oh, yeah!
Hello，大卫老师的英文快译通又来了。英文啊，想要的说法有好几种，你知道几种呢？回想一下，待会我们公布答案。
大卫老师，想做某事，除了用 want 表达之外，还有其他说法吗？我向妈妈的朋友说 ，I want to drink another cup of tea。结果我妈跟我使了个眼色， 是我英文又说错了吗？
Vicky， 你并没有说错，要对自己有信心哦。只是妈妈向你使眼色的原因是要你客气一点表达自己的需求，毕竟不在家里，不能太直接说 I want to drink another cup of tea， 好喝还想要再多喝一杯，但又要客气有礼貌，这时我们就要用 would like 来表示。所以咯，当糊涂妹 Vicky 说 I would like to drink another cup of tea， 妈妈就不会对她使眼色了。所以原因是出在这里，并不是因为糊涂妹又说错英文。那 would like 又该怎么使用呢？ would like 后面可以直接加名词或者是不定词，也就是 would like something or would like to do something， 口气上都比 want W-A-N-T 还要来委婉一点。比如说点饮料的时候，服务员会很有礼貌的对我们说 What would you like to drink? Or would you like something to drink? 都是在问要喝点什么吗？说到这里，当我们要表达想要去做的时候，除了 want 和 would like 之外，其实还有一个说法哦，那就是 feel like。 Feel like这个说法带有点我突然想要的感觉，但要注意哦， feel like 后面要接动名词 ving， 原因是因为这里的 like 是个介系词。所以咯，我想要喝抹茶拿铁，除了可以用礼貌的语气说 I would like to have a green tea latte， 也可以说 I feel like having a green tea latte， 表示我现在就想要来一杯抹茶拿铁的感觉。另外，大家有没有发现，虽然 like 和第二个动词搭配的时候，第二个动词可以是 to 加原形动词或者是 ving， 但 would like 和 feel like 这两个表示想要做的动词片语，第二个动词的变化可不是 to v 和 ving 都可以哦。 OK， 今天的英文快译通就进行到这咯，达伟老师很期待再和大家相见咯。 See you next time， 拜拜。
Okay, so yeah, if you feel like eating seconds, well, seconds is just the same food that you just finished. You want more of that food. Okay, so it's the second, number two, the second time you've eaten some food, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're hungry or if you've cooked a lot of food, you could tell people, eat as much as you want. There's lots for seconds, meaning I have extra food for the really hungry people. And I guess if you're really, really hungry, you can have thirds.
Or fourths.
Or fourths. Or fifths. But that's kind of strange. Seconds or thirds, I think, would be enough for most hungry people. Seconds is spelled S-E-C-O-N-D-S. S-E-C-O-N-D-S. There's always an S on the end of it. You always say, I want seconds. For example, the hungry boy finished dinner...but wanted seconds. The hungry boy finished dinner, but he wanted seconds. More, please.
Yeah, so let's continue reading our conversation. It says, they have great choices for tea as well.
Oh, right. We talked about the choices for desserts, but they also have choices for tea.
For、
That's、
drinks,、
great.
Of course. So like any proper afternoon tea place, they should always have a great selection of tea.
Yeah.
Earl Grey, Darjeeling. So, Mike, are you a tea or coffee person?
That's a great question. Actually, I think I'm both. Yeah, if it's later in the day, I might have tea because I don't want to, you know, have trouble sleeping. But if I feel really tired, then having a nice cup of coffee is great too. So, yeah, what about you?
I'm definitely a tea person.
Okay.
I love drinking tea. I think, because I have a really weak body, so I don't think I can have too much caffeine.
Okay.
So I definitely can't sleep if I have tea, like, in the afternoon.
Right. Some people drink coffee and they feel nervous. The other nice thing about tea is you can have so many kinds in so many different ways, right? With milk, without milk, with lemon, all sorts of ways. Hot, cold. Tea is absolutely fantastic.All right, so I think they probably have coffee at this restaurant, too,
don't
they?
Oh, yes, they definitely do. And it's also very delicious as well.
Excellent, excellent. So here's a great question. I think this is you asking this question, right, Tiffany? So how did this cafe get its start? How did this cafe get its start? So you can imagine Tiffany's kind of looking around. She wants to know more about the cafe. When we ask how something or a place got its start, we're kind of asking how did it begin? You know, who owns it? Who started it? How old is it? Is it 1 year? Has it been 5 years, 10 years? And also with this place, it's a great question because there are a lot of tea shops, but there aren't a lot of tea shops with cakes that look like cartoon characters.
That's right.
So there's a good story there. That's why Tiffany wants to know how it got its start, how it began. What's the story here?
All right, so Polly says, two men from Japan created the characters for books and stationery first.
Of course. People in Japan love cartoons and comic books. That makes sense.
And they're always really good at drawing these really cute things, I believe.
Yeah, they're very good at that.
Yeah, so after doing some of my own research,
I
found out that this cafe was started by two men called Aronzi and Aronzo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's kind of fun. I think they used their name as the cafe's name.
Okay.
So they created books and stationery first. Hmm. And stationery spelled S-T-A-T-I-O-N-E-R-Y. Hmm. Because this stationery is a word power word, and it's things you use for writing in an office or for school.
Right.
So some people might smell it with an A, but that just means to stand in one place and to not move.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about things you use for writing, such as pens, fancy pens, or letterheads or envelopes, those are called stationery with an E. So let's take a look at our sample sentence.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, it says, Megan always goes shopping for stationery before school starts. Megan always goes shopping for stationery before school starts.
Yeah, basically anything that you might put in your bag on the way to school. Maybe not your school books, but your pens, pencils, erasers, rulers, all that stuff. We could call that stationery.
Right.
Right, and as you said, there's another word that sounds exactly the same. Stationery with an A-R-Y that means not moving. Right? So that bus is stationary. It's not moving. As a kid, I always got confused I was doing an English test. Which one is not moving and which one is pens and pencils? You know the way I remembered it?
How?
E-R-Y, pens.
Oh.
P-E-N. So I just remembered stationary, E-R-Y, has an E, like the word pen, pencil, eraser, ruler. All of those words have the letter E, not the letter A. So maybe
that's a very good tip, actually.
Maybe that'll help people get one more point on their next English spelling test. All right, let's get back to the Aronzi Cafe. Right, I remember some of them, says Tiffany. So she's thinking about some of these cartoon characters, right, that were drawn by these Japanese guys. Yeah, and they're probably quite famous. Yes, says Polly, and the characters became so popular, they decided to open a cafe. All right, so yeah, to open, we've seen this before, is to begin a business, basically. You can start a business for the first time and open your business. The first time people can come in and do something, we're open. Or a business owner will open their store every morning, right? They get there at 10 o'clock, they unlock the door, turn the lights on, people come in, now they are open. It just means the business is ready for people to come in and use and shop and buy stuff.
Right.
Our example sentence, most businesses don't open on important holidays like Chinese New Year. Right. Most businesses don't open on important holidays like Chinese New Year. And of course, open is O-P-E-N. O-P-E-N.
Right, so let's move on in the conversation.
Yes.
Tiffany says,
Yeah.
This is a marvelous themed restaurant. So this cafe is a themed restaurant, meaning there is a particular setting or an idea that occurs. So, for example, Disneyland is a theme park because everything there is all about Disney.
That's right. My friends really want to go to the new Harry Potter theme park.
Oh, me too.
When they open it in Japan. They love Harry Potter, and I guess there it's like...
I want a wand.
It's like being in Harry Potter world. It's a Harry Potter theme. So everything kind of makes you think of that. That's pretty cool. It's a great place to relax and enjoy your free time. Absolutely. A nice coffee shop on a beautiful day when the sun's shining and you can kind of just look outside. outside, and that's a great place to relax, just to feel comfortable and easy, and enjoy your free time. Yeah, you can chat with your friends, or do stuff online, read a book or a magazine, who knows?
Yeah, so next, I say also, who can say no to these adorable desserts?
Mm.
So if you love sweets and desserts, then I don't think you can resist it or say no to them.
Right.
So adorable is another word for cute.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at a baby,
aww,
like a puppy,
aww,
or kitten,
aww,
you could pinch its cheeks and say, you're so adorable.
Oh, that's true. Puppies,
yeah,
and kittens are very adorable. Okay, and then I think this is Polly. Polly says, I agree. The food definitely satisfied my hunger. If you agree, if you say, I agree, that means you think the same person. They say something and you say, I think the same thing. So you say, I agree. I have the same idea as you. And to satisfy is to, well, get rid of what you want or what you need. Okay, so maybe you feel hungry. You eat some food. After you eat it, you're satisfied. You're happy. That feeling of hunger has gone away.
All right,
so we like to satisfy our hunger or our thirst. If we feel thirsty, drink a glass of water. Your thirst will be satisfied. S-A-T-I-S-F-Y. S-A-T-I-S-F-Y is how we spell satisfied. And our example sentence reads,
the large glass of cold water satisfied the thirsty man.
So thirsty.
The large glass of cold water satisfied the thirsty man.
I feel much better now.
Are you satisfied?
I'm satisfied. How about you?
I'm totally satisfied.
All right, and we're pretty sure that if you guys check out the Aranzi Cafe, you will be satisfied too. We'll be back after this.
And welcome back. So we finished our article about Aranzi Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that all of their cakes and desserts are inspired by cute and adorable cartoon characters.
Absolutely. I haven't been there yet. You have, but it sounds like a place I should probably check out. So next time you guys are in the Aranzi Cafe, have a look around. Maybe in the corner you'll see a couple of familiar people eating a cartoon cake.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So we'll see you next time.
Bye.
A Plus 小聚会。
喂 ，A Plus 咖啡馆，你好。
啊，你好，我想要定位。
好的，那么要定几点的位置呢？
礼拜五晚上6点。
哦，那个时间都没有位置了。
那7点呢？
那个时候也都客满喽。
那8点，
那个时间也都预约了。
9点呢？
我们9点半就打烊了耶。啊，是的，各位同学，不知道你们有没有过这样的经验呢？像我啊，我常常打电话定位，老是订不到位置，现场候位又要等个老半天。这样的情况啊，餐饮业的服务人员最常说的就是，我们这个时间有人预约了，英文就是Sorry, we're fully booked at that time. Sorry, we're fully booked at that time. 同学们，这句话可不是这个时候我们都充满书了。虽然我们句子里面有 booked 这个字 ，book b o o k， 在这里当动词使用，表示预定的意思。OK， 同学们，有把 book 的用法学起来了吗？还有更多餐厅用语的实用句型，就在明天 A Plus 小聚会哦，拜拜。
The cutest cafe ever.
Everything tastes delicious. I feel like ordering seconds.
They have great choices for tea as well.
So, how did this cafe get its start?
Two men from Japan.Created the characters for books and stationery first.
Right, I remember seeing some of them.
Yes, and the characters became so popular, they decided to open a cafe.
This is a marvelous themed restaurant.
It's a great place to relax and enjoy your free time.
Also,Who can say no to these adorable desserts?
I agree. The food definitely satisfied my hunger.
seconds. Seconds. The hungry boy finished dinner, but wanted seconds. The hungry boy finished dinner, but wanted seconds. Stationery. Stationery. Megan always goes shopping for stationery before school starts. Megan always goes shopping for stationery before school starts. Open. Open. Most businesses don't open on important holidays like Chinese New Year. Most businesses don't open on important holidays like Chinese New Year. Satisfy. Satisfy. Satisfy, satisfied, satisfied. The large glass of cold water satisfied the thirsting man. The large glass of cold water satisfied the thirsty man.